Paul, hi. Hi, it's John. Yeah, hi, how you doing? Yeah, I'm on the train. On the mobile. What? Yeah, I got the same train as we arranged this morning. Yeah. I'll be getting in at the same time, no delays. At the same station. Same platform, yeah. Yeah, no change. Good. All right, mate. Just thought I'd let you know. What? Yeah, that's what I said. You should have. Yeah, a rotary cultivator. I mean, it's a bit stupid, isn't it? What, than the vicar? Hello, Paul? Can you hear me? Sorry, mate, it's a tunnel. Yeah, he could have ended up with it poking out all over the place, couldn't he? Hello, you still there? Paul, you're breaking up. Bloody mobile. Rubbish. I admit it. I want to get this out in the open air. Set the record straight. I own a mobile phone. I justified it to myself. Everyone else has got one. It's going to be useful. It'll make me more organised. Don't know about you, though. There's one thing I can't stand. Using it on the train. Well, that's not strictly true. The thing that annoys me most is other people using their phone on the train. That's what stops me. I hate sounding like an idiot. Hello? Hello, can you hear me? It's like they're speaking to an invisible friend, who by all accounts must be stone deaf. One-sided conversations, virtual reality for the caller, a real nuisance for the others. Making a call on the train is a futile exercise. I can remember once having a 30-second conversation with myself after my phone had cut off due to bad reception. In a vain attempt not to sound stupid, I continued my conversation. Yeah, oh I know, yeah, I'll do it when I get back, I said to the sound of crackly silence. But at least it was better than shouting, hello, are you still there? For the whole carriage to hear. I don't need to know that you'll be late or that the meeting went pear-shaped. In 1997, a Member of Parliament tried to bring in a law to stop irritating mobile phone calls. A good idea, perhaps. The train must be the only place I don't want my phone to ring. Well, I can think of a few other places, actually. A posh restaurant, the library, a funeral. Wouldn't that be embarrassing? But there is a solution. It's highly sophisticated and has just been trialled by scientists at NASA. The off button. We do have message services, you know. Anyway, gotta go. Speak to you later. Maybe. Ciao.